DW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello, and this is the WDW Newscast for Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. I'm here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are with this live broadcast every Wednesday night, as well as the podcast, videos, a great team of blog writers, the newsletter, free app, discussion forums, a whole lot more. You can find everything over at wdwradio.com. And if you are looking for the most comfortable beds in Walt Disney World, make sure to go check out the new deluxe suite over at the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin. And oh, by the way, they just announced their food and wine classic dates, October 30th and 31st. I'm actually thinking about going in costume. And by going in costume, you know I'm probably talking about my Ewok costume because it's the only costume I have. And with that, we will start to segue into this week's Walt Disney World News. You know I'm going to get to something Star Wars related based on the picture and the music and the Ewok reference. But first, it's time to say goodbye. We're going to say goodbye this week to a legend at Walt Disney World, Richard Petty. Or his driving experience is going to close in June, supposedly to make way for transportation improvements. And I'm doing air quotes for if you're not watching, if you're listening on the podcast, which we are guessing could be more Magic Kingdom parking lot spaces may be coming in the place that was the soon to be former home of the Walt Disney World Speedway, which is a track that hosted visitors to allow really to put your pedal to the metal and drive a NASCAR car or an exotic car like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. There were ride-alongs and cars-themed cars for kids. This seems to really come out of nowhere. There was no really rumor about this closing. And again, it is sort of an unspecified transportation improvement. If you do have reservations up to July 30th, they will, of course, honor that. After July 1st, you'll have to just drive around in circles in the parking lot. That's what you're supposed to do. Again, this has been here since 1997, so it has been around for a long, long time. I have done the ride-along experience a couple times. Really, really enjoyed it. Not even really being a hardcore car or NASCAR fan. The other Richard Petty driving location or exotic driving experiences around the country, including Daytona and Las Vegas, are going to remain open. It is just this location here in Walt Disney World. Quick editorial aside, I think, and this is just me speculating and spitballing, I think this is actually indicative of something bigger. I think this is the first step in preparing for something else that is going to happen, not in the parking lot, but I think in the Magic Kingdom. I think they are making way for, yes, if it's for more parking spots, it's because for an expected increased attendance. And I think that means that something new is coming in. A major improvement is coming along. Maybe this is what I have been speculating for a long, long time. Maybe the first sort of sign of maybe an update to some place like Tomorrowland, Galaxy Palace Theater, tie into the movie. Again, guessing, not even a rumor. It's just me thinking out loud why to sort of make this change now, why to start preparing. Because look, it's going to take some time to demolish that location, pave it up for additional parking. It may be coinciding with something happening inside the Magic Kingdom. I would love to hear what you think. Is it just becoming a parking lot because the contract is over? Or do you think maybe this is the first indicator of something bigger yet to come? Anyway, I want to get back and talk about Star Wars weekends, of course, because Disney just announced some additional details coming for Star Wars weekends, which is going to take place every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 15th through June 14th. And again, there are five weekends again this year. We know that James Arnold Taylor, who voiced Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars Clone Wars, is going to be back hosting duties again this year. I talk Star Wars. I get all excited. I can't even speak straight. hopefully my friend Ashley Eckstein is going to be back. But in addition to the hosting duties, he's also going to be hosting the Stars of the Saga show, which is a talk show with a lot of different Star Wars celebrities that will be there. The new venue is now going to be over the theater in the Stars, allowing for more guests to experience the show. So no longer is it going to be at the Premier Theater in the back of Hollywood Studios. It's going to be where Beauty and the Beast live on Beauty and the Beast show takes place. So it's going to be a bigger open air theater, which again is going to allow for much greater guest capacity because that show did always fill up very, very quickly. Speaking of also things that will be moving, Darth's Mall is also going to be moving to a new location found near the streets of America. That is where you're going to be able to get all your latest and greatest Star Wars merch and limited edition collectibles. If you are watching live in the chat or on YouTube or on Facebook, you can see the recently released Star Wars Weekends 2015 poster art, which I think is spectacular. I think this is some of the most beautiful art that has been released for one of the Star Wars Weekends yet. I normally don't get the yearly merchandise, but I can definitely see myself picking up a mug, a hat, a shirt, because I think this is just spectacular with the multiple colors, Jedi Mickey, Darth Vader, the Millennium Falcon. Awesome. Anyway, in addition to, see, I talk Star Wars, I get excited. As part of the evening's events, now the Hyperspace Hoopla, as you know, has gone away, but there's now going to be a new Summon the Force celebration where your favorite characters are going to assemble and social media moments will be shared. Now, this is interesting to me. It's going to also end with the Symphony in the Stars fireworks extravaganza, which was really, really popular last year, celebrating a lot of the most memorable stories in the Star Wars saga. But again, this idea of sharing social media moments, interesting to see what may be coming. Disney has also previously announced that two awesome character meals that were introduced last year will be returning. I took part in the Star Wars Dine-In Galactic Breakfast over at the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater, where you meet characters from the Star Wars universe. Darth Vader was there, Boba Fett, Greedo. There's Jawas walking around, literally trading with you, like little trinkets and, you know, things off your table or things out of your purse. There were stormtroopers. Really had a lot of fun, all while Star Wars clips and movies are playing up on the big screen. Yes, you can get a glimpse of the Star Wars Holiday Special. The breakfast is $49.99 per adult and $31.99 for kids, taxes included. Gratuity is not. You definitely need to book this in advance. It does fill up, but it is a lot of fun, and it's one of my favorite character experiences during Star Wars weekend. The other that I haven't tried yet, but I'm definitely going to try this year, is Jedi Mickey's Star Wars Dine at Hollywood and Vine, where you can meet Disney characters dressed as those from the Star Wars universe. So here you're going to get Jedi Mickey, Princess Leia Minnie, Darth Goofy, Stormtrooper Donald, Ewok Chip and Dale. The cost for this meal is $57.99 for adults, $34.99. The Jedi Mickey Star Wars meal is only available for dinner, so you can actually do it both in one day. It's a lot of food, it's a lot of characters, but it's also going to be a lot of fun. Certainly, there is much, much more that we are waiting to hear about Star Wars weekends, including some of the celebrities that are going to be there, some of the other special events. I am still under the belief that we are going to see more this year at Star Wars weekends than we have in the past. I think this is the first of many things that are going to be coming in terms of Star Wars to the parks, namely Disney's Hollywood Studios. I think the handwriting is on the wall in terms of attractions that are closing, like American Idol Experience, some other things that look like they're making their way for what might be a Star Wars Lucasland cantina section all the way in the back, which I think we will all dig big time. Speaking of Star Wars, I have to hearken back. Who says hearken anymore? I have to go back to the news from last week, which was a combination of Star Wars and WW Radio, because speaking of Star Wars, don't forget that next year, last week, Disney announced on Wednesday morning at like 9 o'clock that they were doing 8 Star Wars cruises on the Disney Fantasy. By 9:15, we had already decided that we are going to do one of those Star Wars cruises February 6th through the 13th to help also celebrate the 9th anniversary of WDW Radio. there is going to be a lot of stuff going on, including heroes and villains from Star Wars characters being on board ship, deck party celebrations, meet and greets, activities for younglings, Jedi Training Academy. They're going to turn the adult district into really like the Mos Eisley Cantina. Cool food and beverage offerings, and cool food and beverage offerings. Of course, there'll be great merchandise as well. Only at sea screenings of episode 7. There is a lot going on. In addition to all the things that we're going to do, that we do on every cruise, we have our own special events, door decorating contests, fish extender exchange, live show recordings, anniversary celebrations, and surprises to be named later that I cannot reveal right now. For more information or to get a free, no-obligation quote, visit www.radiocruise.com. I am not kidding when I say if you are even remotely interested, get a quote and hold your space now. You can hold it for a couple days without even putting down a deposit, or you can get a full refund for the next couple of months, because pricing does change literally like day by day, hour by hour. So if you get a quote in the morning, it might not be valid the next day, because as the ship fills, the prices do go up. There still is obviously a lot of availability, but I think that's going to change very, very quickly. Again, the dates, February 6th through the 13th, 2016, and the cruise is once again sponsored by our friends over at Mouse Fan Travel. And if you have any questions about the cruise and about booking and about, you know, even if you're just thinking about going on the cruise, they will answer your questions and definitely help you get a free, no obligation quote. Would love, 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 love to have you be a part of that cruise. I think it is going to be something special, not just for the anniversary, but certainly for the Star Wars. Just imagine that costume. Never mind. I don't want to. I've said too much already, really. Speaking of thanks, I also want to say thank you to everybody who has been part and a charter member of WDW Radio Nation, where thanks to you, you're continuing to help support the show. But in return, I want to say thank you back. So depending on your level, you get everything from access to a private Facebook group, custom Magic Band covers, thanks to our friends over at MagicYourBand.com. Here's an example of what some of the cool Magic Band covers look like. There's also monthly scavenger hunts, live Q&A, call-in video shows, logo gear, which is on its way, backpacks, t-shirts, a few other surprises, care packages, and lots more. Again, to find out more and how to see how you can help support the show and be part of WDW Radio Nation, visit wdwradio.com/support. Good luck to everybody who is going to be running this upcoming weekend, including members of the WDW Radio running team. This weekend is Princess Marathon weekend here at, I'm sorry, not this weekend. Yes, this weekend is Princess Marathon weekend in Walt Disney World. So it's going to be cold. Bundle up. And if you're looking to be part of the WDW Radio running team, you can visit wdwradio.com/running. Love to have you be a part of our team of nearly 500 members from literally around the world, and help make a difference in the lives of children and their families by donating to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. So that is going to do it for this week's show. I want to thank you again for taking the time to tune in this and every week. Would love to hear your comments. Tweet me at Lou Mangiello, Facebook.com/WW Radio, or in the show, or visit WWRadio.com. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can catch the videos there. Leave comments as well. And if you're not watching us live, come on, be part of the fun, because we're going to stay on after the show's over and chat about. You really can ask me anything that you want in the chat room. Wednesdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so very much for watching. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. I hope to see you next weekend here in the box as one of the box people. Thanks again. I'm Lou Mangiello. See ya.